Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing all right, actually.
All right. Well, good. We have a great cover story today because Las Cruces, in the last, just really the last 18 months, has seen a lot of retail redevelopment, you know, spaces being filled. And we've even seen some additional housing construction. But one of the things that we've been missing is the big housing project, particularly one downtown. But finally, this week, scheduled to break ground on a big apartment complex right in your neck of the woods at the beautiful new Las Cruces Sun News building there.
Yeah, exactly. We're seeing some apartment complexes that are going up on the west side. Excuse me, east side, on east side out in Las Cruces, and a couple nice big ones going on out there. But you're right, downtown housing is something that we really even haven't heard of. And it seems that now there's going to be a nice apartment complex right downtown, and I'll have a front row seat to it because it's going to be right next to the Las Cruces Sun News. Here we are, we're at 256 West Las Cruces Avenue. This apartment complex will parallel Court Avenue, which is right behind us, and it'll be right at the corner of Court Avenue and Alameda Boulevard. And it's going to be about a $2.78 million apartment complex project with three stories, 38 apartments, and it's called The Lost at Alameda. And they're breaking ground on Friday afternoon. And from what I understand, I guess work will start to begin next day, Saturday. So we should start to see dirt being moved around and all the beginning processes for a nice big project like that. So it's very interesting. And, you know, it's something that there's the ownership group that is developing this. They did a lot of research on this thing. They did surveys and talked to people and research to see, you know, what would work, what wouldn't work. Would something like this work downtown? What do people want and everything? So they really did their due diligence, and now they're ready to get up and get running.
Well, that's great news, certainly for downtown Las Cruces. One of the things I know you run across all the time when you do stories about urban redevelopment is the experts say that it's key to have people living in a downtown area in order to get more businesses. And certainly downtown Las Cruces needs more businesses. There are a lot of vacancies, and unfortunately last week you broke the news about a new business, a new bistro restaurant next to the Rio Grande Theater, closing, at least for now, the owner having some health problems and hoping to get another buyer to open that restaurant again.
Yeah, but that was, you know, we don't have very many of those kind of places downtown, and it hated to see one place close like that. And you're right, without people living downtown area, you see people who will work downtown, but when they go home, will they come back into the downtown area? And sure, they will sometimes to see something at the Rio Grande Theater or have a bite to eat. But overall, you need that sort of traffic. People who are going out for a walk, they're going to walk the dog, or they're just saying, hey, let's go a couple blocks over and have a bite. And maybe there needs to be a little nightlife to mix in with that, too. But so maybe we're starting to see a little bit of that come together with this new apartment complex. Maybe you get the people down here, and then there'll be more demand for, you know, more amenities, as it were. So these are supposed to be really nice apartments, and we'll see how it goes. And they're going to have one-bedroom and two-bedroom apartments. They'll include washers and dryers. And they're called lofts. They're not quite real lofts, but they have sort of that loft feel to them. No, there'll be balconies that face Court Avenue. And so rent starts at $725 per month for a one-bedroom and $840 per month for a two-bedroom. So, and it depends on location and view exactly what rent will be.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting as those go up. To see some new life with new residents in downtown Las Cruces.
Yeah, I really think so.
All right. Your profile this week I see is a gentleman who has a fitness business that you say is unique.
Yeah, it's called Nine Round, which obviously has boxing and kickboxing terminology to it. It's called Nine Round Las Cruces. It's at 1221 El Paseo Avenue, or El Paseo Road, excuse me, which is sort of back a step from the road. It's in the Brazito Plaza. And what it is there's different stations to this place, and you go around and you do different sort of, how should we say it? You do 3-minute exercises. Sometimes you might be punching something or you know, you might be kicking at something. It's all sort of based on, you know, boxing and kickboxing and that sort of stuff. And you do roundhouse kicks, there's jumping jacks, sit-ups, punch combinations, you know, bear crawls, different kind of things. And it's supposed to be a very intense workout. And it started by a gentleman, and he has wanted to do this. Mark Rojas is his name. He's a certified trainer and the owner. And he started this up a little bit earlier this year. And has gotten that going. So we now have another fitness place. You know, fitness is always a business you see around, and this one is a national chain. I'd never heard of it till it came to Las Cruces.
Me neither.
And so this guy said he's been a gym member himself for a long time and just thought this was something different and would open one in Las Cruces.
Well, good luck to him. All right, what's new this week, Brooke?
A couple bakery items, actually. You already mentioned that, sadly, the Downtown Bistro has closed. But on some good news, on 601 West Amador Avenue, the Sunbeam Discount Bakery. It was open before as a day-old bread store, and now it's back open. It's a day-old bread store, but there's also fresh-baked tortillas and cookies and other goodies, and there's chips and jams and jellies and all that sort of stuff. So people can check that out. And also out on Picacho, there used to be a barbershop or salon, and now it's called Felix Bakery. And it's a little bakery there at 1550 West Picacho Avenue. So two bakery stories.
All right. And how could we forget, coming up on Wednesday this week, the opening of the new Walmart on the East Mesa at Rinconada.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right, that's
not a very big story, though.
Just a little story. Yeah. Okay. And the babbling Brooke this week, this is interesting, and I did see this. It'll be interesting to hear what you have to say about it. The possibility of nutritional labels on alcoholic beverages.
Well, it's interesting because it's not a mandated thing just like warning labels are. So you wonder, will any of them use them? I really doubt whether, even if they're on there, it'll make a difference. Warning labels don't seem to make a difference. And I'm not saying it's bad to have a beer now and then or some wine. It's just that if people are going to, they're going to. I've never known anybody to pick one up and look at a warning label and say, oh, my gosh, this could be bad for me, and put it back down. So, but the idea is that you could put, servings, per serving, you know, calories, carbohydrates, that sort of stuff. You'll probably see more of that in some beers and wines. There's some of the liquor companies are actually excited to do this because they want to show that their product isn't necessarily that bad for you. Mm-hmm. And we always see, you know, light beer and Miller 24 and that sort of Miller 42 or whatever it is, and people out there trying to promote that sort of healthy drinking and low calorie and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people are still going to drink, but people are a little more health conscious than they used to be.
Sure. So it may end up becoming a little bit of a competition, just like in the beer industry, for the lowest calorie liquor or the lowest calorie wine, whatever, if you've got it on the label.
Exactly.
Right. Well, that and more in today's Las Cruces Sun News. And by the way, Brooke and I are going to take a break for a couple of weeks, but we'll be back in a couple of weeks. Brooke, enjoy your time off.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Fred.
All right.
Thank you, Fred.